So one thing that people often notice about me when they first meet me is that my accent doesn't match my face. And that's because I grew up in Germany with a German mom and a Japanese dad. For those of you keeping track at home, that's the combination that doesn't work. Japan is still a very patriarchal and traditional society, and German women expect a certain level of equality and respect in their relationships, and they will know, let you know exactly where you messed up. There are at least two people in this audience who can attest to that. My parents seemed particularly different. My mom was of the generation that turned their backs on their Nazi parents and tried to be as opposite as they could. So she's very socially progressive. And my dad was so conservative, he disapproved of me wearing pants. His constant refrain was, "Nobody's going to marry you if you act like that." I could have found the cure for all cancers, and he would have been like, "That's nice, but when are you going to find a good husband?" He justified a lot of that stuff with the cultural differences. He was also this harsh disciplinarian and kept claiming that that was normal where he was from, but he also honestly had anger issues, and he could fly off the handle and would beat the shit out of us if we said no to the wrong thing or we were just annoying him. And for the record, kids are annoying. Other things that got lost in translation were really any kind of tradition or holidays. We didn't speak Japanese around the house. We didn't have a whole lot of Japanese food, which is really a crime. We didn't do Japanese holidays. But for some reason, we all put on our kimono for Christmas. So that was our thing. And the other thing my dad contributed was, like, we would have these absolutely frantic, maniac deep cleaning sessions before any holiday. And I only learned much later as an adult, and not from him, that in Japan before holidays, and especially before New Year's Eve, you all collectively deep clean the house, and everybody takes a big, long bath so you don't take the dirt from the old year into the new year. And it's actually quite a beautiful tradition, and then you all dress up and you go to temple, but we didn't do that part. We had a Western Christmas with my father running after. My brother tells me that to this day, as a grown-ass adult, and more than a decade after our father's death, he still has anxiety dreams about dad running after him with scraps of paper and little pieces of discarded plastic. "Did you drop this? Pick it up. Where is this from?" So that was stressful. Another holiday tradition that can't have gone on for as long as it looms in my mind is my mom, my brother, and I would go pick out a Christmas tree from the lot while my father was still at work. And my brother, who, don't let him hear I said this, inherited some of our dad's anger issues, was the only one who genuinely cared about what kind of tree we got. And the tree he inevitably wanted would be the scruffiest, scraggliest, little, like, red-headed stepchild of the Christmas tree lot. It might bend this way or the other with a, you know, crooked tip and, like, gaps in the branches and stuff. And if he didn't get his way, he would have an absolute tantrum. And my mom and I did not care enough to meaningfully push back on him. So we would take home the little red-headed, scruffy Christmas tree, where my dad then would have his own tantrum and desperately try to, like, trim the trunk to make it straighter and turn it to hide the bare patches and strategically hang ornaments over the gaps in the branches. And the year I was 7 and my brother would have been 5, all of this pre-existing tension, like, I remember a lot of yelling between my parents growing up just anyway. And all of that escalated just as we were getting ready to have our Bescherung, which is a German word that, fittingly, can mean either the traditional opening of the Christmas gifts, which you do on Christmas Eve, or it's a word that also describes just a huge mess. And that year we were clearly getting both. And my parents were at each other's throats, and eventually my dad just threw up his hands and declared that he was done with this whole family, and especially with my mom, and this marriage was over, and he was going, and he started running around, packing an overnight bag, and yelling how, like, he'd had it. And then at some point, because on top of everything else, he was also melodramatic, he changed tack and started pulling his hair and declaring, "I cannot do this to my children." It was Christmas Eve. I cannot leave my family on Christmas Eve. And at 7 years old, I'm sitting there another tree thinking, why not? Just go. This is going on way too long. And I want to unwrap my gifts. And eventually he calmed down enough that we could have our Bescherung. And it was a very tense Christmas. And then a few days later, he found a hotel room and then eventually a permanent place to stay. And the next year, the house was probably messier. And there were fewer gifts because divorces are expensive. But we put on our kimono and we decorated my brother's scruffy, scraggly little Christmas tree and admired its uniqueness. And we unwrapped our gifts in peace. And there was something that, even at 7 years old, even the preceding Christmas with all the yelling and drama and hair pulling, I understood, and he never did, which is that his absence was the greatest gift that he could give his family. There's an unfortunate postscript to the story, which is that tomorrow I'm flying out to Germany to see my mom, who is in critical condition. So whatever deity you believe in or whatever vibes you believe in, put in a good word, okay?